This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Monday, August 23, 2021, and these are the headlines. Cuban Yordanis Ugas, a replacement opponent, defeated Senator Emmanuel Pacquiao by a unanimous decision to retain his World Boxing Association belt Saturday, Sunday in the Philippines in Las Vegas, United States of America. Ugas, who was called to fight the 8-division boxing icon 11 days before the latter was to exchange blows with Errol Spence Jr., convincingly boxed his way to beat Pacquiao and improved his fighting card to 28-4. What saved the day for the Philippine delegation was the victory of Mark Magnifico Magsayo, who downed Mexican Julio Queja in the 10th round. Magsayo preserved his clean record of 24 victories. Magsayo, who was outboxed during the earlier rounds, used a vicious right hand to send the Mexican to the canvas and earned him the right to fight for the World Boxing Council featherweight title. In other news, Mayor Sara Duterte on Friday encouraged the members of the 11 tribes in the city to continue working for the preservation of their respective cultures as she led the opening of the annual Kadayawan sa Davao. Duterte joined the 11 deputy mayors as they simultaneously banged the gongs to signal the start of the celebration, which, for the second consecutive year, was done digitally due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Kadayawan sa Davao is the only cultural festival in the city as it celebrates the bountiful harvest as well as highlights the culture of the tribes. All done online, the celebration during the last 3 days featured music and cultural dances as well as food of the tribes. In business, the Davao del Norte Electric Cooperative or DANECO, which its management renamed North Davao Electric Cooperative or NORDECO, suffered another rebuke from the Energy Regulatory Commission when the agency rejected its provisional authority application with San Miguel Consolidated Power Corp. The cooperative has become controversial after Davao del Norte Governor Edwin Hubahib and 6 of the 7 city and town mayors of the province signed a petition asking the national government to terminate its franchise as electricity provider of the province and transfer it to Davao Light and Power Corporation. Aside from supplying power to the city, Davao Light is also the supplier of some Davao del Norte areas, Panabo City and the towns of Santo Tomas, Carmen, and Brolio Duhali. You are listening to the audio edition of Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, please log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.